This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Last night I was just passing time, flicking through Tinder, swiping right, swiping left. One up, because I don't have Tinder Plus, so just the night. And I stumbled across this bio. You know, so if you don't know where Tinder... it's pretty much like a social media app where
it's a dating app
for young people.
That's connected to your Facebook.
Everyone
does
it. It can be if you want it to be. Anyway, so I was just, you know, obviously swiping right, swiping left, and I came across this person called Alice.
Sure.
No last name.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, so Alice had a look at her profile.
Shout out to Alice if she's listening.
That's right. And her bio was... I have a boyfriend, and it's like...
No, that's not it. You've shown me it. Yeah. Read it out.
Ha, 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 ha. I have a boyfriend.
What?
Ha, 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 ha. Now, the problem, if you don't understand, you haven't got it just yet, is that if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you probably shouldn't or won't have Tinder.
Shiv.
And so... Why? What are you trying to achieve by having a bio like, I have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't message? Like, why are you here?
It's that thing of if you do match, it becomes a waste of a swipe. And that's really annoying if you haven't got Tinder Plus. Do you know what I mean? Wasteful, because you run out.
You do run out. You have to wait an extra, 12
So this brought up, this brought up, the best or worst Tinder bios you've ever seen.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
All right. So then later that night, I was like, I could use some of this stuff. So went across. When you start looking for it, you actually can't really find any unusual, interesting bios, believe it or not. But sure. One of them came up with this Claire. She has like speed dealing sunglasses on with a flip over phone.
Whoa, what does
very
it say?
Cool. She says, I eat donuts for breakfast at midday and cry.
Relatable. That's what I love.
I eat donuts for breakfast at midday and cry. I thought that was incredible. I thought that was really quality. That's a quality bio.
That's pretty good.
Now, Roe, off air, Roe, producer, obviously in studio with us. Mm. Off air, we're having a bit of chat about... bios, our own bios. Now, Ro, you've assured me you've got some quality bios.
I do have some quality bios. Also, literally just after, I was like, oh, man, I have the best list of them. I've been keeping notes for the last couple of years. Mm. I'm not on Tinder anymore, but when I was, I'd have a bit of fun with it. And sadly, I've lost my list of notes, but I do remember some of my favourites.
All right,
here's up.
All right, so for a bit of context, I have red hair and I still have red hair. And one of my favorite bios, which copped some comedy and sympathy points, which is a good combo of both, was a redhead in year 7 at the time Summer Heights High was released. So yeah, you could say I've seen some shit.
That's good. That's not a bad one.
Comedy and sympathy makes a lot of sense now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you haven't watched Summer Heights High. And then, of course...
Yeah.
See, I had... My recent one was... I was new to Tinder, okay? So I'm still quite new to it. So my first caption was my Instagram caption, which is a Game of Thrones reference. No one really got it at all. And
hit
so
us
I
up.
Thought, I know no king, but the king in the north. That was it.
Wow, you are such a dork.
I know. I was like...
But, like, that's not funny either.
Exactly. So like... I was like, this looks like I'm... Yeah. I wasn't getting any swipe rights, so I had to change it. I had to change it quickly.
Yeah, I once had like a deeply layered Tinder bio reference. This was before I was like, yeah, I'm going to have some fun with this. So there's a coming back to punk once again, because it's almost punk Christmas and I'm very excited.
Is it? I didn't know.
So at one stage, and no one understood this except for like a very small minority. Like, it was Life Ain't a Dance, It's a Heavy Disco, which is a line from the song Heavy Disco by the Bennies.
Do you know that, Paul?
No. It's punk,
great
mate.
Song.
Well, I know, they had the word disco on it.
So. Oh, yeah, sorry. I know everything that has the word disco on it.
All right, Paul, you got anything for us?
Look,
have you used to, have you,
guys, I've
yeah,
got
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I have.
Are you a swiper? You've got more.
I've got more.
Go.
Tell us.
Right. I can't provide anything.
All right. Gluten-free singles didn't work out for me, so now I'm here.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I did good. And this one. Once kissed the son of a real housewife of Melbourne, and that's pretty much my only claim to fame.
Seriously?
That didn't stay up for very long.
Did you?
What was your...
Yes.
What was your best one?
I feel like there was one which got like heaps, but I just can't remember it.
So it is important.
Bio
game's crucial.
Yeah. Like, you got to do like a fire combination of bio, which shows like a nugget of your personality, and some good picks. Some good picks.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, from this discussion, I had a look up, what I typed in on Google was worst Tinder bios ever. I found some good stuff.
Why are you guys on Tinder?
It's a humorous brain-dead activity, which is surprisingly enjoyable.
It's good fun.
Are you looking for someone new?
No, I'm not looking for anybody at this stage. My bio is, I have a girlfriend. No, it's not.
All right, funny.
Really quickly, so found, like I said, typed up worst Tinder bios ever on Google, and... A 27-year-old man named JD was on my newsfeed, and it came... This is what he said. It's like an essay.
This is going to be the best.
I can lift a fully grown horse above my head, and I can hold my breath for 10 minutes. To settle a wager, I once ate a pound of PB Folk's strongest badger poison, and then I ran a mile in the nude. I cannot feel pain. I can see for 2 miles unaided by a lens. No man can kill me. I've beaten a man of every race in formal combat. A medical doctor and 2 priests have written and signed a document confirming that I have no soul. JD, everybody, 27 years old. Would you swipe right? I'll give it to him.
Did you say he can lift a horse above his head?
I can confirm he can lift a fully grown horse above his head.
Fully grown.
Without and holding his breath for 10 minutes. JD.
What a catch.
Reminded me of another one that I had. Will swipe right for memes.
Yeah, Will's... good one. Yeah, basically.
That's a common one.
My whole body right now is so sore.
That makes it easier for the person who's going to start the conversation because they just need to throw a meme out there instead of thinking about
it. Okay, question on general Tinder bios. Long ones?
Oh, no.
Yes or no?
I'd be reluctant. They've got to hook you in. Like, this guy hooked us in. Like, he can hold a horse above his head. Bam.
But the thing is, that's also a full paragraph. There are Tinder bios I've seen that have separate paragraphs, like separate sentences. Yeah. And one of my favourites is very down to earth, loving, caring, space. Must be 6'2", under the and have a full-time job paying above $60,000. It's just like, very down to earth. I love it. Yeah, very down to earth.
Bit unusual, isn't it? I would wonder how that strategy works up.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.